Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-host, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to have a great time on tonight, because we're going to actually look at the power of our spoken words, what we speak into existence. We're going to look at that particular power that God has given unto us, and we're going to see how we utilize that power and what happens when we speak those words into the atmosphere. But without further ado, I want to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. We're going to actually read from the Watchtower. As I said before, we're going to use the Bible and the Watchtower because it is the same thing, just different names. And we're going to really look at religion and why so many of us miss out on the richness of religion, because we are afraid to cross the bridge and understand other religions. It's kind of like when you only want to associate with certain people because they believe differently than you. But we're all children of the King. And so we need to learn how to embrace religions that reverence a higher being, reverence our Lord and Savior, reverence Jehovah, reverence Allah. We need to embrace those particular things. So without further ado, let's go ahead and read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. This is the Watchtower version, but it says, "Give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good. His loyal," I love that word, "love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loyal love endures forever. He who alone does great wonders, for his loyal love endures forever. He skillfully," I love that word too, "made the heavens, for his loyal love endures forever. He spread out the earth over the waters, for his loyal love endures forever. He made the great lights, for his loyal love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his loyal love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his loyal love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136. Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord God Jehovah make us all over, and may he add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for blessing us. We were able to wake up this morning. Thanking you for starting us on our way. Thanking you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us, to magnify who you are, glorify who you are, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the good news, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the elevation. We thank you for the forward motion. And we ask that we continue to move in that direction. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the things seen and the things unseen. We thank you for the past, the present, and the future. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless just each person, bless us all together, then bless us one by one, because you know what we stand in need of. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this ministry. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the revelation. And we ask that as we go through this particular lesson, speaking about the tongues and the words that come out of our mouth, we ask, would you lead and guide us, Heavenly Father, and help us to understand your holy and righteous will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the AfritaLoveShow.com is on. The guest number is 347-843-4981, 347-843-4981, or you can go to AfritaLoveShow.com or StellarGospelMusic.com and click on the Love Radio portion. We're going to go ahead and get started because I don't want to keep you too long, but I want you to keep you long enough where you understand the will and the power of God. Amen. So we're going to look at page 111, actually, of the book Prayers. And the title of our lesson today is entitled Power of Your Spoken Words. Power of Your Spoken Words. Power of Your Spoken Words. If you recall, on yesterday, we had the opportunity to draw this cross, and we had the opportunity to draw the railroad, and we put power. And God says under that category, God's will, next week when we put power, we're going to use powerful words because we serve a powerful God. We're not defeated. God says stop talking about subtracting things and add value to your life. And so we're going to start under that power. Make yourself a mental note. We're going to put strong words from God. Amen. Because what you speak into existence. You says, I am a success. I can overcome. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We're going to start using those type of words. And when we go out to the platforms, God blesses us and he opens up the doors. We're going to start circulating these words all over this land and country. And we're going to get the message out that we serve a powerful God. So therefore, we can use powerful words and encouraging words and uplifting and inspiring words so that we can make it along the way. Once again, you're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Let's go ahead and look at the power of our spoken words. Many individuals, and I can already hear it right now, correlate or associate or put together the power of our spoken words by what comes out of our mouth. Did you hear what I said? People oftentimes put together words and phrases and begin to think about things that come out of our mouth. Go ahead and read a little bit on page 111 about the power of our spoken words. The tongue is powerful, and we can use it for good or for evil. Let's think about this. The tongue is powerful, and we have an option. We can use it for good or evil. And at this particular time in our lives, we're at a good place, and we're going to use it for the good. If you think about any time that individuals go through something, disagreements, and individuals argue, there are always words, and there are always heated words. And these particular words usually causes bitter feelings, and it causes individuals to go against each other, which means that those aren't words that are powerful. Those are words of destruction. And so we're mostly focused on powerful words, words that are going to build up the kingdom and encourage people. How many of you, when you go to the store or when you go somewhere, you say at least one encouraging word? It's kind of like when you exercise, amen, you have to exercise in order to get your heart healthy. Well, we have to practice these powerful words in order to become powerful people for God. What I mean by that is God is getting ready to establish us in various places where we will have the opportunity, amen, to speak to individuals, and we must utilize these powerful words from God in order to save souls. Souls aren't saved being timid. Souls aren't saved just saying, I think we can. Souls aren't saved by saying, you know, if you decide to come to Jesus. No, I've decided to make Jesus my choice, and I know that when you come to Jesus, I know that he will create in you a new creature. I know what prayer can do. We have to utilize those bold and defining words in order for individuals to come to Christ, in order to save souls. And so we're going to block out, amen. We're going to not spend a lot of time on words that destroy, because we pretty much have that down. It's very easy. It's like clockwork. But what takes time and practice is building up powerful words and then creating yourself within that power of God, of course. Building up those powerful words, then creating in yourself the power of God. So you have an option. Put the word choice. You have a choice, right? Either you can use strong words to encourage and build up, or you can use strong words to destroy. Okay? God's word tells us that the power of life and death is in the tongue. We know that God created everything by speaking it into existence. What God is saying at this particular time, and God just spoke, he says, write the vision. Make it plain. Write the vision plain. What is your vision? Is your vision, and we're gonna work on creating a vision board utilizing these strong words, but right now I'm just explaining to you what this is. When we talk about a vision, what do you see? What do you see? I was sitting here today, and I'm just sharing it with you, and God placed a situation on my mind, and with the situation, God says he's going to use, or he's going to, he talks about it won't be water, it'll be fire next time. And so he talks about the destruction. He talks about the coming. He talks about the fire. I'm giving you an update. He talks about that. He talks about a fire. That's what he's talking about. And we're talking about, as in the fire, when Moses saw Jesus, the burning bush, and God says that he says with these elements he's going to create that. And so when we think about that, we must understand that God created everything and he spoke it into existence. So my question to you is, how are you building up your positive foundation? How are you building up your power in the name of Jesus? What type of words are you using? When we go out on crusades and God blesses us on platforms, we can't be timid and say, I think the Lord is going to bless you. No, the Lord has blessed me. I know what prayer can do. I know what God can do. This is my testimony. We have to use those big, bold words, amen, because we live in a bold world where people are going to utilize negative, bold words. And when you get a negative and a positive together, amen, you're still going to get a negative. And so what we have to do is we have to get as much positive charge as possible to the people. That's our job. God said that the world is negative. That's a negative charge. And even if you go out into the world and spread the message, he says it's still a negative charge because there's so many negative charges. He says, but if you continue to go out and continue to work, right, he says you can bring all those positive charges together. And once you have that, then you can go out into the world and save more negative charges to come to the positive. Amen? Amen, because we need more positive charges in the world. Praise God. So at this particular time, you have an option. Do we want to go the good route or the bad route, which is powerless? The spirit world is controlled by the word of God. That means the kingdom of God. That means that if you believe in God, if you were baptized and you believe that there is a God and you pray unto God, then the spirit world is controlled by God. Right? We are part of the spirit world. The natural or physical world is to be controlled by man speaking God's word. When we talk about going out, we just talked about that, going out into the communities, going out into the world, we're literally talking about the ministers, the bishops. God said that, right? We're supposed to go out and spread the message, the evangelists, the apostles. We're supposed to go out and spread the message of God. Amen? Because we have to make sure that the shepherds are feeding the sheep, right? Because if the shepherds don't feed the sheep, then we die. That means if we don't get the word of God, amen, then we're going to go to hell. We must understand and be not ignorant of the word of God. so that we can make it to heaven. We have to know the Word of God for ourselves, and then, of course, we learn that from the bishops, the ministers, the pastors, the teachers, and those individuals. The spoken word is God's creative power. Yes, it is, right? Because God, in the Bible, performed many miracles. He performed many miracles and did many things. And this is creative power from God. And every believer has the Spirit of God, dwelling in them. And because of that, the words we speak carry God's creative power. We're all, because we are heirs of Jesus Christ, we all have that trait of powerful words and creating power. That's encouraging. And so all we have to do is manifest it and create it every single day. So when we wake up, we have to manifest that power. We have to stir up that power and say, Lord, I know this is going to be a good day because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. And, you know, if some people wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you say, get thee behind me, Satan, and you keep it moving. Amen. And so we have to be positive. Positive charges for the word. God calls it the light of the world. He says, once you have that negative charge in your life, that darkness in your life, he says you have to get a positive charge from the word of God, a positive charge from someone God has sent in order for your light to come back on. Amen? Amen. The word of God warns us to guard our words as we will be held accountable for what we speak. Matthew 12:36-37 says, but I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. We have to be very careful of the words that we speak. We can either bless God or curse God. We can either speak life or speak death. Amen. We can speak different things into existence, and we're going to start speaking things into existence, right? You want to be successful and you want to go off to college? Speak it. Tell God about it. You know, we're going to start writing a vision, making it plain. And it's very important that we as believers and Christians guard our words. And when we talk about that, we're talking about pulling on the full armor. And we're talking about in every situation, you have to put yourself in that person's situation. Amen. And then you have to begin to pray and ask God for direction. Finally, the enemy is very aware of the power our words have and takes advantage of the negative words we speak in our daily lives. By our words, we can speak curses upon ourselves, those whom we love, or those whom we contact with during our everyday life. Three types of curses that we speak that can have negative effects upon our lives are self-imposed is one. Curses spoken by parents is another. We talked about this. And curses spoken by others. Amen? And so when we look at these particular spoken words that we usually say, we're going to have to convert it into a positive number, into a positive word. And we're going to have to do it with confidence. Amen? Amen. So, you know, every morning when you get up, you stir up the atmosphere and you ensure that the words that we speak are of good nature. Amen? Amen. So that was our little mini-series on the power of our words. I do have a few announcements, then I'm going to bid you a great night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure you continue to trust in God with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. Acknowledge him, and he shall lead and direct our paths. On tomorrow, God's will, we're going to have praying with love and power, and we're going to listen to our few songs that are left. We're also going to continue to just pray and believe in God and do the holy will of God. Be sure to go to AfreeTheLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com websites. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. So next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afreeta Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afreeta Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.